the Peace Corps should be 10 to 50 times larger, and we should double or triple the salaries and the compensation. We should do that as part of a larger integrated strategy. There is no one in the U.S. government, whether in the State Department, CIA, or anywhere, there is no one in the U.S. government that has a finger on every single U.S. government program going into any single country. Okay, so Sudan, for example. There are at least 150 action officers, only 15 to 20 of whom are talking to each other. Okay, and so you have these obscure little law enforcement programs and these obscure little things. And then if you add to that all the faith-based diplomacy and the NGO actions and the business actions, it's all out of control. I've forgotten your question.
Extent of the Peace Corps' benefit, whether it's merely immediate or whether it has long-reaching cultural benefit.
I have come to the conclusion that we need to spend $500 billion a year on overseas preventive measures, including having a minimal big war force. If we don't stabilize the world, if we don't stop illegal migration, if we don't stop trading women and children, if we don't stop ethnic criminal gangs, and ethnic criminal gangs is one man, one bullet, and I really don't give a shit about a trial. We have to get tough. But the problem is we're not smart enough to be tough. We're not smart enough to identify these guys and track them down in their holes. And at the same time, we're creating more terrorists every day than we're killing. I think it's absolutely ludicrous to be in Iraq as an occupying force rather than as a peaceful force. I think we busted the piggy bank. And so we need a national strategy that is actually coherent and uses all of the instruments of national power. Joe Nye did a pretty good book on this. Not the soft power book, which is a shallow book, but the earlier one on, what was it called? Who remembers Joe Nye's next to last book? No? You guys got to read more in my area. But anyway, you can read my reviews. There is no government program, for example, for the Pacific region, that says, okay, here are all the State Department programs, here are all the AID programs, here are all the Peace Corps programs, here are all the special operations and military programs. And one of the things I told the guys at Fort Bragg is, your civil affairs and PSYOP stuff ain't worth shit if we're not delivering water and food. I mean, you could do all the hearts and minds crap you want, but if we're not delivering water and food, it kind of lacks credibility. And so the U.S. government right now, David Abshire, wrote the world's longest job description. It was a book called Preventing World War III. The entire book was focused on describing the position of counselor to the president for strategic thinking. And in my first book, I end with suggesting four major reforms in the office of the presidency. I think the presidency has become too complicated to just elect one man who then picks his buddies. I think we need to elect a team. I think presidential candidates need to be required to identify their cabinets in advance of election. We need to have a National Office of Strategic Thinking with a grand strategy division that thinks ahead and a crisis management division that manages interagency operations to respond to crises. We need to elevate the intelligence community. I'd make the next director of national intelligence equivalent of the Federal Reserve, a nonpartisan professional. One of the problems we have is most DCIs have no clue what they're doing. They're coming in out of the political side. John Layman will be an absolute disaster as a director of central intelligence if he gets it. Porter Goss would be partially educatable. But Porter's still hung up on having been a case officer. And I think congressional oversight over intelligence has been grossly negligent for the past 10 years. And so Porter's got a lot to atone for, but I don't think he realizes that. So the Peace Corps is an important piece. I think Americans are good-hearted, decent people. I would particularly like to see us sending out Muslim Peace Corps workers. No Muslim, in my experience, is going to listen to a white boy from Kansas. And so we really need to leverage our melting pot, and we're not doing that. Let's leave it there and come back to it another time.